Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Born October 30th in Manhattan, New York. A graduate of the legendary Yale School of Drama, he was an unknown when he landed the role that would make him a pop culture icon, that of the Fonz on the long-running series, Happy Days. He went on to such films as Night Shift, Scream, and The Waterboy, and such series as Arrested Development, Royal Pains, and Children's Hospital. He's become a celebrated author with his Hank Zipser series of children's books. And now, you can see him alongside George Foreman, Terry Bradshaw, and William Shatner in the new reality series, Better Late Than Never. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, the great Henry Winkler.
Mr. Winkler, how are you?
Well, I would like to say that I'm thrilled that you finally changed my introduction. That makes me so happy.
I'm very happy that you're happy. How have you been, Henry?
Oh, my God. You know what? You go on the greatest trips. You tell me all the time where you go on your motorcycle. You've been to Sturgis. I now can say I've gone on a great trip myself.
I know. I love Asia. And so you guys are, but you're really moving through it fast. You're seeing everything.
We did. We were 6 cities, 5 guys, 5 cameras, from about 7 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. I lost a lot of weight because I want to tell you, I did not know what it was like to be in a hot climate until we got to Kyoto.
Yeah, I've never got to go to Japan, never. So I'm jealous.
The way we talk, I promise you, Kyoto, we are in Kyoto and Hong Kong tonight. I wrestle a cobra tonight like I'm a mongoose. But John, I want to tell you something. Of all the cities, you would love and appreciate Kyoto. It is smaller. You know, Tokyo is just vast. It's filled with ritual. It's beautiful. It's geisha. It's delicious sushi. It's lanterns floating down the river. It's, I had to reteach a bunch at the ninja school. I taught them how to be stealth, Henry style.
That's great. I'm telling you, traveling is the best part of this life. And
it's true.
The reason I loved Asia so much is it turns all your senses back on. We tend to, I think, sleepwalk through a lot of our lives because we know where our house is, our grocery store, our restaurants, the road we take home. And when you go somewhere, like the first time I was in Vietnam, I couldn't read a road sign. I didn't know what was a restaurant and what wasn't, for the most part. You didn't know how to find a bathroom, your hotel.
Right.
Everything had to turn on inside you, and you had to live in the most present. You forget how to live in the present. And in that moment, you have to be aware of everything.
You know what? I could not say it better. That really is an extraordinary way to explain putting yourself in a situation, and that is what the show is. We put ourselves. George Foreman, Bill Shatner, Terry Bradshaw, 4-time Super Bowl winner for the Steelers, and Jeff Dye, a stand-up comic who has traveled all over the country performing. We put ourselves in a situation. We didn't know what was going to happen during the day. We didn't know if we were going to eat something or dance or experience something we've never experienced before.
Oh, it's great. I'm telling you, to me, it's better than any drug, anything you could ever do. It's without a doubt, it's always been the most exciting part of this life to go immerse yourself in that.
It's also the best education ever.
Yeah. No, if more people would just try to find a way just to go see your empathy, your understanding that everybody's the same. Everybody's just trying to live.
Oh, my God, talk about empathy.
Yeah.
I met an elephant in Thailand, who, of course, doesn't understand English. He only understands Thai. It was life-changing.
Yep.
Tonight, I would never in a million years think, oh, Henry Winkler is going to hold a cobra. And, you know, a snake, when it gets really angry, straightens out and just gets, like, one solid muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And then turns around and faced me. And I'm telling you, in Chinese, this snake said to me, goodbye, short man.
Dude, I was in Thailand, and we went through the zoo in Bangkok, and they had a cobra display that was so frightening. These guys would turn around and hit the glass, and you could see the venom go down the glass, and they're big.
Oh, my God. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I was nearly that glass.
Not this guy. I like
not
to think
guy.
I'm pretty adventurous, but not this guy.
I threw the snake so far, I'm telling you, it's probably in New Jersey now.
Oh, what a great idea for a TV show. And what a bunch of great traveling partners. You know, Shatner's just his own thing completely. You know, Bradshaw.
You know what? That is true. He is kind of like his own category.
Yeah, there's nobody else like him. He's not crazy, but he is crazy. He's very, very smart. And he is really, you have to pay attention. Yeah, exactly. You have to pay attention to what he's saying or how he's delivering it, because it can go either way with him.
I have to tell you, I would like to be 85 like he is 85, because he is nonstop.
Yeah.
He travels the globe. He does a one-man show. He's a pain in the ass. It's amazing.
But you don't stop.
And he does it effortlessly.
You would never want to stop, though, Henry. I mean, what a joy to get up and do the things you're doing, and to make people happy, and to help kids, and to write books, and to travel, and to shoot things. And I mean, you know, why would anybody ever stop?
You know what? It is absolutely true. I'm blessed. On my bucket list, I'd like to fly fish for as long as I can. I would love to see my grandchildren thrive as adults. And I would like to work until I literally cannot get up off the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like the perfect life.
That's it. And I would also like to have a chocolate mousse cake that doesn't blow me up like a blowfish.
Hey, did you get to go to the, speaking of fish, and I know we're short on time, but the Mekong Delta, did you get to go see the giant stingrays and the giant catfish down there?
I did not. That will be next time. Oh. You know, we don't know if we're going to do a second season, but there are three more Better Late Than Never tonight, as a matter of fact, right after America's Got Talent.
Well,
and I, you know what the greatest thing is, Johnny? People have stopped me since last Tuesday for the last 7 days. I have been in New York, in Philadelphia, I've been on planes, in L.A., and people say I haven't laughed this hard in a long
time. Oh, that's great.
I nearly peed myself, so I've started carrying extra underwear for fans.
NBC is where you can see it tonight, 8 o'clock, Kansas City time. And when you do the next one, I'll work for free. I'll carry your luggage.
Absolutely, it is a deal.
I would love it. You are you're a wonderful man. It's always good to hear your voice, Mr. Henry Winkler. And I hope everybody watches tonight.
To this interview, John.
Me
too. Have the greatest, and your listeners have the greatest holiday.
Yes, sir. Take care, my friend.
The best.
Love him. I really do love him. I'll tell you right now, like, I love him.